We're going to talk about the halachot of Havdalah. We know we have a mitzvah, just like we have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shabbat, to sanctify the Shabbat as we go in. We know that Chachamim teaches us also a mitzvah from the Torah to be exiting Shabbat with Havdalah. So one of our mitzvot is to say Havdalah. Now, there's a bunch of halachot and very practical halachot that pertain to Havdalah every single week that is important to mention. Number one, a person is not allowed to eat or drink until he says Havdalah. So once the time passes, that it becomes nighttime on Shabbat day, already you have to wait till Havdalah, till Shabbat ends, and you can make Havdalah for you to be able to eat once again. Now, this obligation is not only for men. People may have a misconception, they think it's only for men. The obligation is both for men and for women, and we mechanech the children, we educate the children as well to do this as well. Now, what are you allowed to make Havdalah on? So unlike Kiddush HaLaila, I mean, Kiddush of nighttime, it has to be done on wine or grape juice. By Havdalah, you're allowed to make Havdalah on any alcoholic beverage. It does not have to be by wine or grape juice. Person wants to make it on beer, person wants to make it on any alcoholic beverage, that's fine. Some people ask, what if I don't have alcoholic beverage, I want to make kiddush on, let's say, a regular juice or a coffee or a cup of milk. So the halachal maaseh, a person is not allowed to make kiddush, Havdalah, on one of those drinks. It has to be a drink that a person, there is some shikhrut behind, there is some alcoholic beverage inside of it, for a person to be able to make Havdalah on, but it's not required for it to be of wine or grape juice, unlike kiddush alayla and also kiddush ayom. And just to finish off, one important halakha is that if you look at the order of Havdalah, let's say a person does not have a sidur and he wants to remember what the order of Havdalah is, so it goes up on the face. You start out with Borei Pri HaGefen, then you move up to the smell, which is Borei Minei V'Samim, then you go up to your eyes, which is Borei Meorei HaEsh, and then you go up to your mind, Hamavdil, Bein HaKodesh L'Chol, where your Mavdil, you distinguish between the holy and the mundane. So if you're ever left without a sidur and you don't remember what the order is, you can always remember the face, the way the face goes up, and that's how you can remember Havdalah. Have a great day.